kindness and goodwill. The true love story commences at the altar, when there lies before the married pair a most beautiful contest of wisdom and generosity, and a lifelong struggle towards an unattainable ideal. Unattainable? Aye, surely unattainable, from the very fact that they are two instead of one. Of making books, there is no end, complained the preacher, and did not perceive how highly he was praising letters as an occupation. There is no end, indeed, to making books or experiments, or to travel, or to gather in wealth. Problem gives rise to problem. We may study forever, and we are never as learned as we would. We have never made a statue worthy of our dreams, and when we have discovered a continent or crossed the chain of mountains, it is only to find another ocean or another plain upon the further side. In the infinite universe, there is room for our swiftest diligence and to spare. It is not like the works of Carlyle, which can be read to an end. Even in a corner of it, in a private park, or in the neighborhood of a single hamlet, the weather and the seasons keep so deftly changing that although we walk there for a lifetime, there will always be something new to startle and delight us. There is only one wish